League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Let's talk to Simon English. He's from the Evening Standard. Simon, welcome to the show as always. You wrote a piece this week on BrewDog, okay? All the punks have been invested in the company. You suggested that valuations were stretched at best. What are you thinking?
Well, I don't wish the company ill. It seems like a really good, interesting company, but they're selling equity to these people who are fans, basically.
Drinkers.
They like the company, they like the beer. And they just had another round of equity raising from these guys, which I think values the company at something like 1.5 billion quid. Well, its profits last year were 1.4 million. That's a big jump.
So is the, effectively, are we saying that the guys love the beer, they love the product, but they don't really understand the business?
Well, I think that they'd buy it at any price, it seems to me. They get special offers, they get to say they're a part owner of BrewDog, you know, they're part of this club, which is nice, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. And BrewDog, you know, has pursued this sort of crowdfunding model as a way to expand, and like I say, best of luck to it. But you just sort of wonder whether the equity punks, as they are called, entirely understand what they're doing. Some of them probably do. It's like this money they can afford to lose. We put a grand into this, we get invited to special events, we get free case of beer once a year, whatever it is, they're okay with that. I just worry that there's another bunch of people who truly didn't understand what they were paying for, and there's just a risk it could end in tears.
Understood. Okay, so let's move swiftly on. I went to my TSB cash points today. Absolute disaster, the corporate headlines. Breakdown of the website, etc., etc. I know you've asked the main man, should he get a bonus this year? In terms of these sort of challenger bank type situations, okay, what would be your advice to them?
Well, they spoke too much first, didn't they? They gave it the big we are about how they're going to challenge the high street and what one of the things they're going to do. Well, they didn't have computers that worked, evidently.
Yep.
They might have checked that out first. As far as the boss goes, Paul Pester, I mean, he's getting absolutely slammed at the moment in the Daily Mail particularly. I don't know what he's done to upset them. And that might be a bit harsh, but I don't think they've handled it very well. I asked him this morning, you know, are you going to take a bonus this year? And his answer was curious. It seemed a sign of the fact that they're not on top of it. He said, well, that's not a matter for me. That's a matter for the board. It'd be quite easy for you to say at this stage.
This is a pickle.
We've had a bad year. I won't be taking my bonus. No one would force it upon you.
Yeah. Okay. So let's wrap up with Barclays Bank PLC. Numbers this week. Yeah. Lots of PPI, lots of US charges. Okay. Yeah. This is just a man in the street. Okay. Would you trust the Barclays brand? Would you have their shares in your portfolio?
I'd be seriously tempted to buy some. I really would.
Okay. And I've never thought... You don't say that very often.
I've never thought that before about Barclays. It always looked like this hole in the ground and there's a succession of disasters coming its way. And at the moment, they have still got disasters to deal with, not least the probe by the Serious Fraud Office. But the management seemed plausible for the first time in a long time.
Right.
Jess Staley, the chief executive, I don't like signing with chief executives. I can avoid it.
Yep.
He seems like a good guy. And he seems sensible and smart. And I think if you've got a few quid to spare, Barclays shares are worth looking at.
You chuck those on the back book. And finally, in terms of the state of the economy, obviously we've got Mr. Carney talking about interest rates may go up, may not go up, stock markets, volatility. In terms of people reading your newspaper, are you getting more inquiries now because people are getting nervous? Or
yeah, definitely. There's this definite feeling of... US 10-year Treasury bonds, a yield the other day hit 3%. You'd expect that there's a whole bunch of investors through 3%, they haven't earned 3% a year on a bonds for...
Forever. Yep.
Suddenly they're thinking, why don't I just buy those? Never mind about shares. And there is this feeling that there might be this switch out of the market, which is possibly a good reason if you're thinking about buying any share, just to wait a bit.
Understood.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.